This is Assistive Tense, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Marianne Hill. In this edition, Ben Davison, a Georgia Tech researcher, discusses efficacy, modeling, and strategy around the Sonification Lab testing students participating in the Mwangaza Project at Kenya's Schools for the Blind.
We really want to talk about the next few months, how we want to go ahead, and also a bit more about the big picture. We've been talking about this big kind of measure study where we look at what sort of measures are out there and what's going to be applicable to visually impaired students in Kenya. There are a lot of constraints there, and so Mike in particular had some concerns about validity. And then we also just kind of want to know what sort of measures there are out there for some of our primary research questions relating to assessment, psychosocial issues, technology use, and the process of that use in the classroom too. The initial study we're thinking of is essentially having a teleconference focus group with teachers at the Thika School for the Blind. It would be supported by Robert Muniki at that end. Each of us would have about 15 minutes to ask our sort of questions from our angle. Mike and Terry, from their trip, gathered a lot of information. And so in some ways, what we're gathering here is a bit redundant, but it's also more researchy.
Yeah.
And it also is something that we have replicated a little bit at GAB, and we can more formalize that replication. So we can say, this is, for example, how students are assessed in Kenya. This is how they're assessed at the Georgia Academy for the Blind. These are the sort of technologies that are being used over there. This is the sort of technologies being used over here. From a procedural sense, we get to learn how to communicate with teachers there and how to actually get an IRB through that's going to work in Kenya with the teachers. And IRB being the ethical permissions from our side. You know, there's a lot of questions about that. We can start, you know, jumping over those hurdles. And it's also something we can deploy even within the next month.
For more information on this and other projects of the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab, go to their website at http://sonify.psych.gatech.edu. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech. Under the direction of Dr. Bruce Walker, the lab develops and evaluates auditory and multimedia interfaces incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this month's Assistive Tech. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Marianne Hill.